Macron trounced by Le Pen's populists at Europarl elections. Immediately dissolves parliament for snap national election. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 9, 2024. Le Pen's populist nationalist party got twice as many votes as the governing group of Emmanuel Macron's globalist centrists in Sunday's European Parliament election, prompting Macron to immediately dissolve the national parliament and call fresh French elections in a bid to regain authority for the remainder of his presidential term. Update 2215 BST, Le Pen speaks. Shortly after President Macron announced he was calling fresh elections to buttress his position, National Rally, RN, Rassemblement National, leader Marine Le Pen took to the stage at her group's election night party in Paris and declared their readiness to fight the snap election. Hailing the progress of right-wing parties across Europe as the dawn of a new day dawning for all the nations and peoples of Europe and expressing her hope the result would finally comprehensively close the painful globalist interlude which has caused the people of the world to suffer, Le Pen said it also confirmed the RN is the great force for change for France. She told the Paris rally, "Ladies and gentlemen, dear compatriots. The French have expressed themselves and this historic election shows when people vote, the people win. The president has just announced the dissolution of the National Assembly, to return the people to the polls in a few weeks' time. I can only welcome this, we are ready for it. We are ready to exercise power if the French put their trust in us in these new national elections. We are ready to restore the country to defend the interests of the French people. We are ready to put an end to mass immigration. Ready to build the strength of the economy, as a priority. And ready to begin the reindustrialization of the country. To be clear, we are ready to straighten out the country, and we are ready to relive France." As noted by Le Monde, RN gaining 31.5% of the votes means Le Pen and Bardella have grabbed the best result for any French political party at the European elections in 40 years. And that's before you even count the fact the right populist vote was split to some degree by the running of a rival party co-led by Le Pen's niece Marion Maréchal Le Pen, who picked up a further 5.5%. The original story continues below. Marine Le Pen's National Rally, RN, Rassemblement National party looks set to become the largest single party in the European Union after a spectacular result in Sunday's elections for the European Parliament. Votes that began on Thursday across the European Union to choose the next parliament finished Sunday evening, and exit polls suggest a strong showing for right-wing parties, although perhaps short of the landslide across the continent some polling had suggested. But there were strong national differences, and France was perhaps the most remarkable result of all. The European grouping for President Emmanuel Macron's Renaissance Party barely scraped second place in the Ipsos exit poll, by a fraction of 8%, and was left in the dust of the first place RN. Le Pen's RN, led by party colleague and member of the European Parliament Jordan Bardella, got over twice as many votes at 31.5% of all cast compared to 14.7% for Renaissance. RN is predicted in the exit poll to pick up 30 seats in the European Parliament compared to Macron's 14. This is a significant number, and assuming exit polls are broadly correct across Europe, it would make Le Pen's RN the largest single party in the European Parliament. This hammer blow to President Macron's authority triggered an instant response on Sunday night, as he announced he was dissolving the National Parliament for a snap election later this month. Win that vote and Macron would claim a strong national mandate to continue to govern as president for the rest of his term. Lose that, however, and at best he would have to sit until April 2027 as a lame duck. It's a massive gamble, but Macron will have to hope the French people will treat elections for their important national parliament differently to their vote for the remote and less consequential European Parliament in Brussels. This effect was well demonstrated in the years when Britain was still a member of the European Union, and the Eurosceptic UKIP and then Brexit parties of Nigel Farage were major vote winners for Brussels, but struggled to get a toehold for Westminster. But Le Pen's RN has momentum on its side, and with just 21 days to go until the first round of that snap election called tonight, Macron may have a hard time turning the narrative around. But he's had a good try already, reports French broadsheet Le Figaro. Delivering the news in a speech on Sunday night, the president said, "I have decided to give you the choice of our parliamentary future again by voting. This is a serious, heavy decision, but above all it is an act of trust," and saying he wants to let the sovereign people speak. The story is developing, More follows.